Business is my comic. It's a web comic, and it's about a marketing agency that caters to superheroes and their super egos, because as everyone knows, with great power comes great marketability. So it's a superhero sitcom. There's a little bit of satire in it. There's other secrets and stuff that some of the cast members are keeping from their co-workers that kind of come to light during the course of the story, and see what happens if you keep reading the book.
And in terms of the Kickstarter, what can fans get in terms of perks, and is there anything like a role, or will you draw them into the show and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's some kind of cool stuff I came up with the Kickstarter. On one level, I wanted it to almost be like a Comic-Con experience through Kickstarter, so you can get some cool swag, some of my artwork for postcards and some other things. There's a chance to be drawn actually in the story for the book I'm launching, so you can kind of be a character in the book. And we also have some stretch goals that we've reached, so you're going to get some exclusive things that are premiering in Kickstarter, some limited edition prints and things of that nature.
And what are the inspirations for the Hero Business?
The Hero Business kind of came from myself working in marketing for over 10 years and then trying to come up with an idea for a comic, and I decided to combine the two things I knew most about. So the world of marketing collides with the excesses of comic book culture.
Yeah, and in terms of your art style, when did you first get into comics?
I first got into comics as a little kid, and when I was developing the art style specifically for the Hero Business, I wanted it to be almost looking like a Cartoon Network type show. So some of my influences are Bruce Timm, Archie Comics, and people like the guy that does like Samurai Jack, that very simplistic art style.
Dexter.
Very lively, very bouncy kind of style. Yeah, so those were my influences going into it.
In terms of your experience in marketing, how has that helped your Kickstarter in terms of targeting your audience and stuff?
Yeah, it actually helped a lot, because I know like how to gear things toward people that you're marketing towards. So as far as copywriting and trying to keep the video short and sweet but entertaining, things like that kind of really went into it.
Yeah, because a lot of people, they just go into Kickstarters and just like, all right, I have a lot of passion about things, but I think your experience in marketing is going to help.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, the good news is I was funded about halfway through, and now it's just a party, so whoever wants to join in and help pledge, and you can get some cool rewards, join us.
Is there any plans to expand it if it's successful?
Oh, sure. Yeah, so the plan is, this book I'm calling Season 1, and this is the first story arc that concerns these characters. There's 6 storylines, each one of them is a sort of done-in-one little episode, but I have plans for the series moving forward, Seasons 2, Seasons 3, and a little bit beyond that.